Turks and Caicos Maritime Police intercepted the badly overloaded sailboat in the pre-dawn hours Wednesday morning. Government spokesman Neil Smith said that as the sloop was being towed to the western island of Providenciales, panic struck.
About 5:17 a.m., the people on board rushed to one side of their vessel. The authorities managed to rescue 33 of them. And unfortunately, 17 of them drowned in the incident.
A handful of others escaped ashore. The U.S. Coast Guard says its boats and helicopters were also called in to assist in the rescue and recovery. Turks and Caicos officials are now interviewing the survivors to determine if smugglers were responsible for the perilous voyage.
The police will question them, obtain intelligence and a better understanding of how to tackle future instances that bit much better. And I don't know if people believe that the authorities have their defences lowered over the holiday.
Haiti is the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. Places like the Turks and Caicos, a British territory about 100 miles north of Haiti, are suddenly seeing a spike in Haitians migrating illegally to their shores. Since October, the number of U.S. Coast Guard interceptions of Haitian migrants is on pace to be the highest in almost a decade. Meanwhile, scores of Haitians are drowning. In November, 30 Haitians died in one incident off the Bahamas. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.